Oh, tweet mercy. The Musk Twitter saga might be coming to an end. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Elon Musk says he will buy Twitter after all at the original agreed price of $44 billion. Musk's about-face comes just 2 weeks before a trial was scheduled to start to force him to go through with the deal. He'd tried to back out, saying Twitter had a lot more fake accounts than it let on. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So Twitter disclosed in a regulatory filing that it got a letter from Elon Musk's lawyers on Monday, and it said he now intends to close the deal. What else do we know?
Well, Musk said last night, and guess where, on Twitter, that buying the company will help him speed up creating what he calls an everything app, something akin to WeChat in China. Musk's lawyers are asking Twitter to stay the lawsuit, which seeks to force Musk to make good on the purchase agreement from last April. And in response, Twitter is saying only that they intend to close the deal at the original price. Nothing about whether they intend to drop the lawsuit.
Okay. Why do you think Musk changed his mind?
Well, there are two schools of thought here, Sabri. One, that this could be a delaying tactic. The other is that Musk saw the writing on the wall. Here's business professor Eric Gordon of the University of Michigan.
I think he saw the reality. Somebody convinced him of the reality that he's likely to lose the case. And later this week, he was scheduled to go into deposition. That's where the Twitter attorneys get to question him. And I think he realized that that would not be a good day for him.
So Musk and his team now have to get the financing together, cash from him, loans from various banks. So this isn't done just yet, Sabri.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You got it.
President Joe Biden is visiting Florida today to survey damage from Hurricane Ian. Among the infrastructure that has been hit there, wastewater systems in the state. In parts of Florida, sewers overflowed, causing raw sewage to seep into waterways. And Florida's topography is not helping. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
Most sewage systems use gravity, so the wastewater flows downhill to where it can be treated, except in low-lying places like Florida.
Because Florida is so flat, we have to pump.
Craig Fugate is a former FEMA administrator who lives in Gainesville, Florida. He's using colorful language there, but he's literally correct. Rather than relying on gravity, Florida's wastewater systems have to use electric pumps to move sewage along.
And if those pumps are out and they don't have power, then the sewage backs up.
One solution is for more of those pumps to get hooked up to generators, which can get expensive. A large generator can cost up to $1 million, says Fred Bletcher. He teaches civil engineering at Florida Atlantic University and says another good practice that's less costly is to try to keep any stormwater totally out of the sewer system.
Make sure that you seal it and you check it periodically to make sure it stays sealed.
Bletcher says this is good advice for towns in Florida and for utilities everywhere. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 1.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down about 0.8%, with the Dow future down 242 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.692%. Instagram and Facebook parent Meta says it's going to shrink some of its offices and let some leases expire to adapt to the fact that so many employees are working from home. It's joining the ranks of many other companies that have done the same, Salesforce, JP Morgan, and REI, to name just a few. Meta shares are down 0.7% in pre-market trading. The average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 6.7% last week, according to the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation. That is more than double the rate at the beginning of the year. Rising mortgage rates are mostly bad news for would-be homebuyers, unless, of course, you're paying in all cash or you're an institutional investor. In those cases, high mortgage rates are an opportunity, Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Last quarter, about 35% of all single-family home and condo sales were all-cash transactions, an 8-year high. And that rate is only likely to go up, says Rick Sharga with the housing data provider Adam Data Solutions.
going forward, if you're able to buy a property with cash, you're in a position of extreme competitive advantage over somebody who's going to have to finance a purchase with mortgage rates at 6 or 7%.
The majority of all cash buyers are humans, think the proverbial moms and pops buying a rental property, or those retirees who use the windfall from selling the New York condo to get the beach house in Boca. But institutional investors like private equity firms are also major players in cities like Atlanta and Phoenix.
They're sitting on a lot of capital right now, and it's very likely that when home prices do start to go down, we will see a return of those investors coming into the market.
Those investors tend to target starter homes, the three-bed, two-bath, single-family residences they can rent to young families. If those young families want to compete with their own all-cash offer, the lucky ones might be able to withdraw from
the bank of mom and dad. And for some, it is a loan. For some, it's a gift.
Jessica Louts is with the National Association of Realtors. Of course, most first-time home buyers don't have that luxury. And Louts says in a cooling market, sellers will be even more inclined to accept all-cash bids.
I do think that there's inequality in the housing market, and this creates a market of haves and have-nots.
Single-family homes built for rent is a small but growing share of the new home market, says economist Rose Quint with the National Association of Home Builders.
It allows the buyer, the households, to live in a single family home, even though they cannot afford to buy one, while they save for the down payment or while the interest rates come down.
Quinn says the affordability crisis won't get any better in the long term until more housing is built. But her forecast predicts fewer newly constructed homes coming to market this year and next. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.